This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, DLRRD launches 2026 Work Integrated Learning Program at MUT, and Bebejahwa onogada ababasukele ku M19 abafele eWestville. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. The National Department of Land Reform and Rural Development has officially signaled a new chapter for aspiring geomatics professionals. On the 25th of February 2026, the Office of the Chief Surveyor General launched the 2026 Work Integrated Learning Program at Bangosuthu University of Technology. The initiative underscores the department's commitment to bridging the gap between lecture hall theory and the high-stakes reality of professional surveying. The 12-month in-service training program welcomes a cohort of diploma and bachelor's graduates from MUT and other leading institutions. These students have been strategically placed across the country to gain diverse experience. They are placed in government offices such as National Office in Gauteng and Surveyor General Offices in the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, eThekwini and Umsunduzi municipalities, and the various geomatics and surveying firms. The DLRRD's investment in the 2026 WILL program is a vital component of the South African technical skills pipeline. By fostering ethical behavior, discipline, and high academic standards, the department aims to secure a future of sustainable land reform and rural development led by a new generation of distinction-level surveyors. In other news, amaphoyisa aphenya icala lokubulala nelokuzama ukubulala kulandela isigameko esenzeke egaraji likapetroli ngasenxanxatheleni yezitolo eWestville, lapho kutholwe khona oyedwa eshonile emotweni enamanxeba okudutshulwa, kanti omunye utholwe eshonile emuva kokuthi ehle emotweni wayeqa ubonda ethi uyabaleka kanti uzowela ekufeni. Imibiko iveza ukuthi imoto yehlobo lwe-BMW emhlophe ibinabagibeli abathathu idlule kunogada abazimele abebeqaphe umgwaqo M19 ngolwesine ekuseni. Kuthiwa onogada bayilandele imoto, kanti abebehamba nge-BMW bavulele ngenhlamvu bebhekise kunogada. Kwabe sekudutshulwana kuhanjwe ngesivinini esiphezulu phakathi kwabantu abebehamba nge-BMW, kwathi onogada baphelela egaraji likapetroli. Uphenyo lokuqala lwamaphoyisa luveze ukuthi imoto yohlobo lwe-BMW ibifakwe izinombolo ezingezona ezayo. Umshayeli wemoto yohlobo lwe-BMW uzinikele waboshwa. Kutholwe izibhamu ezimbili ngaphakathi emotweni yohlobo lwe-MW. And finally, Miley Cyrus channels her inner Hannah Montana in emotional new anniversary trailer. As the premiere dates for the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special approaches, Disney Plus has released a new trailer showing Miley Cyrus in her iconic blonde wig and dressed like her character, Miley Stewart. Her character in the show led a double life, a high school student during the day who transformed into a pop star, Hannah Montana, by night, complete with a blonde wig. In the trailer released on Tuesday, March 10, Miley is seen revisiting the Hannah Montana set alongside her parents, Billy Ray Cyrus and Tish Cyrus, as she proceeds to say she's already getting emotional. When Miley Cyrus made the announcement on February 17, fans lost it because they would finally relive one of their childhood memories, memorable moments. While it definitely won't be the same as the original series, it is nice to tap into the wave of nostalgia.
She had to choose between the girl she was and the star the world adored.
You can't outrun who you are, sweetheart.
She stepped away from the spotlight.
Recapping your top stories this hour, DLRRD launches 2026 Work Integrated Learning Program at MUT, and Bebejahwa onogada babasukele ku M19 abafele eWestville. I will be back with the news headlines at the top of the hour. For MUT Radio News, I am Ncedisi ngubani.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.